And this then is Wiz Khalifa. I guess I stepped on it.
Yeah, you stepped all over it.
Yeah, you know, I know I stepped all over it. And you want to know something? Good thing.
Yeah, right there, This guy Wiz Khalifa ought to be stepped on more, if you want, Mike.
Yeah, back up.
Well, there is. Wiz Khalifa's got a very big album that is out currently, so I don't think you should be. This one's called Burn Show. And actually, it's not only just Wiz Khalifa, it's with Ray from Murray. But anyway, welcome to the program.
That's the kid. Those are the kids that spell their name backwards. Forget it.
Yeah, I think that is a very bad example to set. But nonetheless, welcome to the program. I'm Margaret Gray. I'm sorry, I misspoke.
You're not Margaret Gray.
Yes, I know. My name is Margaret Gray.
Homie, is that Margaret Hay?
It's no Margaret Hay. Her name's Margaret Gray.
Yes, thank you, Phil. On these very airwaves today, I will sing the Lee Dorsey classic Working in a Coal Mine in honor of Labor Day.
Hey. My name's Robert Brown.
What is going on today? Is there something with the coffee?
Robert Brown? Yeah, I'm Robert Leonard, and on the program today also we'll have on Justin McElroy talk about him and his girlfriend, Sissy Wallace, who went into a coffee shop that's owned by a very patriotic man, and he had her wearing a burqa. He had on a turban, man.
That's insane!
What are you trying to tell me anyway?
Yeah, that happened. Anyway, Justin's going to be on the show today to talk about that. You've got to be kidding me, man. We're also going to have a breakdown from our good, close, personal friend, Dean Wheeler, on Emeralda's gigs. She's coming back to the Bay Area for a couple of performances. You know, Dean broke the news on these very airwaves, as you mentioned, Margaret.
Yes, let me just jump in on this because I've got the whole story.
Apparently she bummed.
I said I had the whole story. You know what? What I'm going to do, bud, is beat your face in so it looks better.
What are you doing?
Come on, will you? I announced it. You didn't.
I mean, you announced it.
We already heard that Emeralda had stiffed it up there, okay?
Well, I don't know how much information you've got. Yes, she stiffed, and she basically bombed down here. But they're taking her up there to play... What's the song again?
Go With It, that piece of garbage that... was the guy Wes Hurlford?
Yes, well, Wes Hurlford's going to be backing her.
On Go With It.
Yes, on Go With It and on There's a Midget. That was Dean's idea. Wes is going along with it. I know I said almost going along for it.
Yeah, I just want to pep it up.
Yeah, we heard that.
I know. Wes is going along with it because he feels that it might give him a boost if he has a female singer in the group.
You know what I think? I think both of those groups stink. And
what do you mean, both of those groups?
Both of those acts.
You think Emeralda stinks?
I think she stinks, yeah, I do. I think she stinks. And I think that, I don't think she stinks, but I think that Go With It song is not happening.
Well, you're going to have to deal with Dean on that.
You said you got to deal with Dean.
No, I didn't, man. I said you got to deal with Dean.
You said deal with Dean? Fine, I'll deal with Dean. What's the big deal with that?
Well, you got to deal with Wheeler on that one, Phil.
So what?
And you don't mind standing toe-to-toe with him?
Are you kidding? Dean Wheeler? Give me a break.
Well, I don't know. I hear he's formidable in negotiations.
Oh, horse dung. Dean's a good... Come on, man. I mean, it's about time we spoke some truth about what's going on there. So anyway, Dean's going to be with us also on the program today. It's nice to see you guys. It is Labor Day, and here we are at it. And we're going to have a little bit of a traffic report here from Bob Bakian. We also have Lloyd Bonafide coming up with some safety tips. We have Harvey Wireman's news story of the day. Go ahead, Bob. What's it look like?
Well, I tell you, so far, not too bad here. We go down the side side. I'm looking at that's slow going here on the Sheepdip Freeway. It's Sheep Dip down. If you feel a little sheepish out there, definitely take a top down and take a towel to it and wipe it off over here on the sit band. He's going down the middle of the Garden Grove Freeway today. You can see that there's a live wire down there. The man is live. Man, he's got his work cut out for him down there. I'll tell you that right now. Look at that guy. Okay, up here on the foothill freeway above the highway, and if you're on the highway, you're going to be seeing a lot of GHP, EHP, no CHP, but just the Georgian Highway Patrol and the Gladiola Highway Patrol, the Glad Blood. They're going to be up there for the remainder of the day today as they play and play in the sand and play in the mud and try to make men on. And he ran out of gas, huh?
Apparently, yes.
This is Harvey Wireman with Newsbreak. And this is from the latest
Malaysia Airlines.
Malaysia, all right, Malaysia Airlines, MH370, code go on for Anaturher Yiyar.
The search could go on for another year.
Oh, is that right? Is it?
That's what you're reading.
I'm reading it the best way I can, given the fact that I don't have the proper glasses.
One of these days, someone will give you a ride over to the store, and you'll get glasses.
Over to the store? What do you think, I'm picking them up over at CVS?
Yeah, well, you could do worse than some readers.
Hey, Dr. Henry, you know, I got it under control.
Just let him read that.
Okay.
Fine, go ahead.
The Sierra in the southern Indiana Ocean for the missing. What does that mean in the Indiana Ocean?
That's the Indian Ocean, for God's sake.
Oh. And for the missing Malaysia, see that part?
Malaysia Airlines.
I didn't say airlines, I said Malaysia.
All right, Malaysia.
Okay, now.
Airlines.
Thank you. Plan A, called go on for another year until the most legally
till the most likely crash area has been covered.
I hadn't gotten that far.
Well, we're getting that far, okay? So they're going to go on for the search.
Hey, whoa, hold on for just a second there, okay, Speedy Alka-Seltzer.
Don't be racist, for God's sake.
I'm not being racist. I said I want to...
You said you want to be understanding.
I want to understand, all right?
Okay, they're going to be searching for the plane for another year. Your comment.
God damn.
No, we got to get going. Got to burn in daylight and everything.
Hey, Dickman, if you want to see something burn, keep talking, okay?
Hey, we're burning daylight.
Oh, man.
Just what do you got to say about this?
About what?
About the story you're reading.
Here's what I say. I think they should continue searching for this so long as the Australian...
Australians! Yeah, the Australians are doing it.
Yeah, I know it's the Australians, but I was reading, I thought, who are the people that are taking in all the refugees? Those are the Australians, right?
Austrians.
Okay, yeah. I think you guys are real sticklers.
Yeah, Harvey, you know, because you don't have the proper glasses and therefore can't read properly doesn't mean that we have to sit here and listen to you
All right, Margaret, don't give a speech, okay? Blah, 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 blah. I understand. Excuse me for breathing.
No one is criticizing you for breathing. We're criticizing you for not reading the words properly.
Well, here's a word I'm going to read properly, okay? Fuck it.
That's great. Get him back on the phone.
Oh, he said he's only kidding. Sorry about that. Yeah, Harvey, look. Yeah.
I was only kidding, okay?
Well, why did we lose audio?
I don't know. Somehow you lost audio, but I was only kidding about it. Look, I got to get back in the car here.
I put it down.
Wait a minute.
I didn't...
Wait, hold on. Why did we lose audio?
I worked it out with the kid beforehand.
Hey, you guys knock it off with working shit out beforehand, if you don't mind.
Well, don't make it sound like it's some kind of a blowjob, like a gay pickup. You know?
Yeah, it's just, you know, pot it down.
Slow down, man. Slow down.
Send the pot the music down, I'll go fuck it.
Well, the language alone is enough to get me to get up and walk out.
Good, then I ought to say it again.
Now, hold on. You don't work anything out with Harvey beforehand ever again without running it by me.
Mr. Henry.
You don't work out anything with Harvey beforehand without running it by me.
All right, Phil, look, it was my fault and my fault alone. I'm the one...
All right, what are you pulled over for?
Hey, look at Bonafide. Are you that brain dead that you don't know it's me?
Oh, yeah, it's you. No, I guess you're not the only one that needs glasses, huh? Or maybe it's just that you are changing by the day. Maybe you just look uglier and uglier as the time goes on. What about that one?
Want to give me my ticket?
I'm not going to give you a ticket. I can't give you any more tickets than I've already given you, okay? There's a statute of limitations on half of this stuff. There aren't enough tickets in the world for a guy like me or a guy like... Hold on for a minute. Yeah, it works. Now, there are not enough tickets in the world.
You get on it, okay? I got to get out of here.
All right, here it is. You're blocking traffic, okay? And you're blocking my safety report. Now, get out of here. All right. There. All right, Phil, and a very, very pleasant good day to you.
How you doing, Harvey? I mean, Lloyd.
Harvey?
Lloyd, how you doing?
Shit. I'm doing fine, Phil, on this Labor Day. There's a few tips that we want to give people on how to travel on a Labor Day. One of them is the peak hours tomorrow will be between, when I say tomorrow, I mean, wait a second, hold on for just a minute. Yeah, the peak hours tomorrow are going to be, come on, baby, come on. I got to keep the goddamn it. Come on. Hold on. I just want to rip it up, Phil.
You there?
I guess he just,
Sounds like he rolled off. Are you there, man? I mean, we just want to find out if, you're anywhere. Oh, there he is now.
All right, so, yeah, it's working, but I'm sorry. I thought we had a bit of a problem, but anyway, the peak driving hours on Monday, Labor Day, are usually between noon and 4. That's noon and 4, although the driving does reflect the average times that they think that most people are driving their cars. So be forewarned that the average driving time on Labor Day is generally the same during a weekday, even though the peak hours are different, noon to 4. And another thing, every time...
Never mind. That's fine.
Never mind.
That's fine. Never mind.
All right, just thought I'd let you know, Phil, this is the safety man. This is Mount Siren Cop, Lloyd Bonafide. Come on.
All right, Lloyd Bonafide there with safety tips.
I didn't understand a thing that jackass said.
No. Who does? Who does? We're going to be right back here, world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Justin McElroy going to be coming up with this. Also, Dean Wheeler. Oh, Margaret, you got a song to sing, right?
I do. I'm going to be singing Working in the Coal Mine Going Down.
Yeah, we get it.
Oh, do you get it?
We'll be right back, Phil Henry Show. Hey, on the, let's see, what dates are those going to be happening, Bud?
The 18th, I think.
Well, I think it is September the 18th. Yeah, it's going to be the L.A. Podcast Festival. We're going to be at the L.A. Podcast Festival. We're going to be performing at the L.A. Podcast Festival. We're going to be standing around the L.A. Podcast Festival. We're going to be taking people in the L.A. Got that. Anyway, come on out to the L.A. Podcast Festival and see and hear and love and do. If you can't make it out, I know that you can buy yourself a sort of a pass, a live streaming pass and access to the archives. We'll give you some details on that as we move along. But be that as it may, and all of that aside, it's the L.A. Podcast Festival with yours truly, Phil Henry, and the crew. We'll be out there.
Well, now, when is this? Because I've got to clear this time. Jason J. Delmonico, you know, we have to not get a babysitter, but I've got to farm him out to someone.
You got to farm him out. All right.
Yes.
What do you mean, farm him out?
Well, we've got... I can't just let him run wild in the streets while Frank and I are there at the podcast festival.
All right, I think it's the 18th. I'm pretty sure it's the 18th. I'm almost convinced it's the 18th. That's the L.A. Podcast Festival, and we will give you details as we continue on here, all right? So, also, one thing I'll remind you of, The Science of the Funny, our podcast that discusses the actual science, the craft, and the putting together of comedy and the lives that go into the putting together of that comedy. This week, we're featuring comedian Darren Carter. Darren, a veteran stand-up, as well as actor, as well as writer and producer. Darren Carter. This is a guy who is incredibly inventive and comes from some hard scrapple beginnings, man. Funny cat, he's taken the raw material of a life struggle and turned it into comedy. He is Fresno's atomic energy. He is the San Joaquin's own whirlwind and tour de force. Darren Carter, this week on The Science of the Funny.
Oh, God, Phil.
Jesus, Henry, you sounded like...
Take it easy. All right, Margaret, what do you got for us?
Well, what I've got for you is the very, very wonderful Lee Dorsey's Working in a Coal Mine Going Down, Down, Down. You know?
What does that mean?
Stop the music.
All right, bud, what did I tell you?
Stop it. Do you want to say that again?
When you talk about going down...
Yeah.
Bud, don't do it, man, please.
Bud, don't do it, man.
Yeah, I concur, Bud. I'm just saying, when she talks about going down, it sounds like she's talking about...
I knew I'd kick his ass.
Come on, break it up. Break it up, both of you. Break it up, come on.
I'll deal with you later, and I swear to God.
Damn it, you go.
What are you?
You little prick. Stop the music. Stop the music.
What?
Stop the music. Stop it. Come on, break it up. You're gonna die, and I swear to God, Bud, you die slow.
Hey, Bud, don't push your luck, okay?
Oh, God damn it, I've got to get through this song. I'm gonna kill you when I'm done. I'm going to kill you.
God, cut it out, Bud.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Now, how does that feel? 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Oh, Frank, so tired, but how long can I go on? I'm working in a coal mine, going down, 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 working in a coal. Whoops, about to slip down, working, going down, down, working, about to slip down, and then, oh, go, go, go. You laughing now, funny man? How long can this go on? I'm working in Frank's coal mine, going down, down, working on Frank's coal mine.
Wait, hold on. You're telling Bud to be cool and you're giving it that read?
I'm giving it the appropriate read, yes.
Bullshit!
You deserve every bit of it.
You do, Dickman. You wouldn't shut the hole and you wouldn't shut the hole.
Bud, I can't save you here, man.
She was asking for working in a coal.
I was asking for what?
God damn, what did you do?
Beat his face in, why? You got a problem with that, Phil?
No.
Anybody here? You?
No, I don't have a problem.
No, ma'am.
Now let's start this again. I don't want any more shit, all right?
Okay. Working in Frank's coal mine.
I sing working in Frank's coal mine, not you. Understand? Here we go. In honor of all of our laboring men and women, this then, Lee Dorsey's working on Frank's, I mean working...
Working in a coal mine.
Go.
I know what it's called, thank you.
I'll go, go, go.
Kill it. Little prick. As I was singing, working in a coal mine, Lee Dorsey, one of the all-time...
Yeah, we may not get through the song, folks.
Oh, we'll get through it, don't worry. Yeah, I love this song. It's very working man, very labor union. Working in a coal mine, going down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoops, about to slip. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Frank lays there satiated. How long am I supposed to do double duty? Oh, working in a coal mine, going down, down. Working in a coal mine, going down. He's doing blowjob again, Phil.
Cut it out, Bud. Kick your ass.
I'm about to flip down, 'cause I make a little money hauling coal, if you'll pardon the expression. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun, and I'm working in a coal mine, going down, 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 working in a coal mine, down.
Yeah, that's good.
Coal mine, I'm about to slip down. Lord, I'm so tired. How long will Frank have me doing double shifts? How long can this go on?
That I'm working in a coal mine, going down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoops, about to step. Well, I'm working, going down, down. Working, about to slip down. 5 o'clock in the morning, Frank's up and gone. I have to gnaw the ties off my hands, get myself free to make some coffee. Working in a coal mine, going down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoops, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, working in Frank's coal mine.
All right, Margaret Gray.
Thank you.
All right, Margaret, very good.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Say that again.
Whoa, 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 yeah.
Too tight for heaven for working a coal mine.
Lee Dorsey's working the coal mine. Margaret Gray rocking the shit out of that, man. That's great, Margaret. Thank you so very, very deeply. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We're going to be back here in just a damn morning. All right. What do I say? Just a damn Mormon? Just a damn minute.
You said just a damn Mormon.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Someone turned that fan off. I think we've polluted the airwaves. This is my main man, 2 Chainz, baby.
I'm staring at my necklace.
Yeah.
Let's make a sex tape and put it on it.
Well, everybody, we do have now our daily classic podcast. If you're a Backstage Pass member and you have subscribed to our website, you get a daily classic podcast every single solitary day. Bite-sized nuggets from our archives. On Fridays, Phil has inaugurated, for all people who are not Backstage Pass members, Classic Friday. That's right, 2 classic bits from our archives. Give it a sample. See if you don't like what you hear. See if you don't agree with what millions and millions and gazillions of others are saying. The greatest radio show in history. The world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Yes, Margaret. And by the way, everyone, get yourself some merchandise by going to the Phil Henry Show online store. Pick up a t-shirt, a hat, a shot glass. God, there's so much there. There's just, it boggles the imagination how Phil Henry has been able to stuff that online store with so much quality shit.
Dad, a Phil Henry online store. It's all there at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com.
I'll do what you can't. You smoke that Bobby Brown. Be on that shop, all right? You won't.
Justin McElroy is a young guy that has been on our program for a long time. Justin has been, Justin is and has been a student at L.A. Canyon High School. Now, there was a some sort of a social studies test that they did last week. A very, very famous coffee shop up there in the L.A. Canyon area, which is called Cal's Place. And we're going to talk to Justin about exactly what happened. Turn that music down, bud.
Baby! Yeah, he can't use his hands yet.
Jesus, you really kicked the shit out of him.
Yeah? You got a problem with it?
No, I don't have a... No. Justin, welcome to our program. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, hi, Mr. Henry. I'm proud to be on your program.
And, Justin, along with a classmate of yours, Sissy Wallace, you went into Cal's Place, a breakfast place there in the L.A. Canyon area of L.A. County, right?
That's correct.
Now, why did you select this restaurant, and what did you do when you got in there?
It's a place where Mr. Durgan is the owner, Cal Durgan. His full name is Calvin Durgan.
Calvin or Calvin?
Calvin, because he's originally born in Germany, but he came over here and converted to Americanism, or became American.
Yeah, he became an American citizen, right?
Yeah, I think he's an American citizen, or he still has a green. I made a joke with him. I said, "Do you have a green card, or do you have like a khaki card now, or is it light? Is it almost like blue?" And he went, shut up, get out of here." And I went like, "Okay, that's why we did what we did, because I wasn't sure if he was an American or not."
All right, let's tell people what you did.
Well, do you want to, Mr. Henry? Or
no, you. I mean,
well, you said let's. Us.
No, he means you, Justin. You tell.
Okay. Well, here's what we did. We went in there, and my friend Sissy Wallace had a burqa underneath her, like underneath her blouse, and I had a turban that I had stuffed into a bag that I had some, just like I bought a comic book and I bought, or not a comic book, but I bought, it was more like I guess an illustrated novel. Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, okay, fine.
All right, so anyway, and when we went into Mr. Durgan's restaurant, he says, "Hey, how you doing, Justin?" I go, "Oh, fine, Mr. Durgan. Remember you said that you may still have a green card?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "What about it?" I go, "Remember when I said it's probably still just khaki or blue?" He goes, "Yeah. What about that?" I go, just I'm asking you if you just remember, nothing more." He goes, and he kind of looked at me like I was weird. So he turned around, he went back to the kitchen, and I sat down, and so did Sissy. Now, this is on Sunday. At about 11:30 every Sunday, he comes out and makes a speech to the people that are assembled there in the restaurant about how wonderful it is to be an American and how he thinks there's going to be like a terrorist attack and, you know, we're, you know, not protected and all this stuff. So when we heard him do that, I thought, okay, this would be the perfect time to do it. So he came out and...
Now, hold on for just a minute.
I want to be clear on, what do you mean you went in there and asked him about, do you remember what?
No, I asked him, I said, "You remember when you said you had a green card?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "You probably had it so long that it's like a blue card now, or maybe even khaki." He goes, "Yeah, what about it?" He's getting kind of pissed off. I go, "Nothing." So that's when he turned around.
All right, so he turns around and goes, so you were taunting him.
I wasn't really so much taunting him as I was just, hold on for a minute.
Slow down, Justin, you're...
Yeah, I wasn't so much taunting him as I was saying to him, just, do you remember?
Okay, do you remember, because you're kind of, getting him ready for something?
Well, I mean, it's not like I'm lubing him up or...
Oh, what are you talking about? We're talking about a grown man. Why do you have to introduce something sexual like that?
What is that? Yeah, that's very, very extremely wrong of you.
Well, I mean, Mr. Irving goes, you know, you're getting him ready for something.
You know exactly what I meant.
All right, well, yeah, I was sort of getting him ready for... There was going to be a surprise, not getting him ready like, you know, take three fingers of lube and...
I didn't say anything of the sort, all right?
Phil, you went, I didn't say... so you had the same problem he had.
Yeah, Mr. Irving, you went... Kind of, your tongue kind of did lose muscular control.
It did, Phil.
Okay, thanks a lot. So anyway, now you've set this guy up for some kind of thing that's about to happen.
Well, it's not really. I just said, "Do you remember, huh? Do you remember?" And he goes, "Yeah." And he looks all irritated.
"Yeah, I look irritated too, man. I'm still going, 'Do you remember, huh? Do you remember?'"
"Yeah, no kidding."
"Well, I mean, I was just simply trying to say to him, 'Do you remember the time? Do you remember, huh? Do you remember?'"
Okay, all right. So you said that, and you got him dutifully pissed off, right?
I got him how? Pissed off?
In other words, he got pissed off.
Yeah, he got pissed off. So he comes back out, and I know he's going to make the speech that he makes every single Sunday at 11:30, and he'll go like, "Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Cal Durgan, or Cal Van Durgan. I'm a native of Germany, but I am a American, and that's when I said, are you, you know," and then Sissy sort of kicked me, not to say, I was going to say, "Are you sure you're American, or do you have just a khaki card?" You know?
Why did you have it in for this guy?
No reason. Just because I wanted to experiment, you know?
Experiment with what?
With what we were about to do. But we thought we would go into his restaurant, because he's the guy that was, like, talking all about how, you know, America's going to be attacked again by a terrorist. Yeah, a terrorist. And
all right, so you went in there, she's hiding a burqa, you got a turban. Am I correct in assuming that at some point you put those on?
Yes, sir. Yes, we did.
At what point?
Well, about 5 minutes in, at the five-way mark of his speech, which goes on for about 15 minutes, and he talks about America is a great country, and he talks about how we're probably going to get attacked again by a tourist, and he talks about...
By a terrorist, not a tourist! Why can't you get that word right?
What's wrong with you, man?
What's wrong with me? Oh, my God.
Yeah, terrorist, not tourist.
Mr. Henry, I'm on the program. I'm trying to remember all the details.
Don't remember all the details. You're remembering a lot of stuff you don't need a member, like how you're giving him crap and everything.
Yeah, forget about all the shit about how you're saying to him, "Hey, Mr. Durgan, do you remember when I asked you about your khaki card?"
Well, I think it's pretty pivotal in that he was getting irritated.
All right, so you figure it's pivotal that you got him irritated by taunting him with the khaki card thing.
Well, I don't think it was taunting him.
Obviously, it was taunting him, Justin, because he looked irritated, as you say, and you did that just before he was going to come out and make this speech. Now, go ahead and continue.
All right. I mean, so he comes out, he's talking about America, how bitchin' everything is, and how bitchin' it's all going to be. And we were like, yeah, yeah, whatever, whatever. And
were you saying that out loud?
No, but I mean, I was going to say, hey, what about your khaki card? But that's when Sissy, you know, pinched me and, you know, pinched me pretty hard. And I did go, like that. I did try to stifle it. But I think he looked over at me again and he got even more irritated, you know?
All right, now hold on for a minute. You already know this guy's getting irritated because you asked him about his khaki card and this Sissy pinched you real hard.
Yeah, she did. She did.
All right, go ahead.
Go on.
Okay, so he goes, yeah, an American, we're going to be attacked again. And that's when I elbowed Sissy, and I said, okay, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, because I did like a countdown, General, you know, how they do in the Army.
Well, we don't do countdowns in the Army that way, but just go ahead with your, don't look at kid, don't try to tie this in to any military operation.
Well, that's what I did. I went, okay, 5, 4, 3, and I'm doing it really light, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Salam was the key word. She slipped the burqa on.
So you guys are doing some countdown. Did he hear that?
Oh, yeah, he did. He looked over and he got even really pissed off. He was looking all, like his face was scrunched up, you know?
All right, so first you ask him if he's got a khaki card, he looks pissed. Then you ask this guy, then you get pinched and you go, ow, and he looks really pissed. And then you went salam.
Well, I think he heard the countdown, too.
You didn't give this guy a chance to give this speech at all, did you?
Yeah, he's giving it. He's 5 minutes in at the five-way mark, you know?
What do you mean, the five-way mark?
At the five-second mark.
All right, so you went salam, on went her burqa, on went your turban.
Yeah, and that's when he turned and he looked at me and I had on the turban, and she had on the burqa, and that's when we both together, we went, no, 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 like that.
So you did that fake Arab song that they do in the cartoons?
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm not familiar with how fake it is.
Now, Mr. Henry's absolutely right. It's that goofy cartoon song.
Yes, we all know. It's like the Snake Charmer song.
The what?
The Snake Charmer song.
Yeah, damn it, guys. Gonna charm a snake out of a basket.
Yeah, okay, man. You want to talk about charming a snake? Shit.
Man, there ain't nothing dirty. We're talking about a snake charming India.
Yeah, but Dickman's all like, yeah, every time you charm your snake. Hey, man, speak for yourself on that.
All right, look, at Jason, before I hang up on you, I want this to take a decidedly adult turn, okay? Now, you've been taunting this guy.
Mr. Henry, I'm just telling you what we did for a school project.
You did this for a school project? You pissed this guy off for a school project is what you did.
No, sir. No, sir.
Yes, you did. Your school project, pissing off some guy who's an immigrant who may or may not be a citizen because he happens to love this country.
Well, the guy's been here for, like, you know, 20 years.
How can you be here for 20 years and only have a green card? Is that possible?
I don't know, possibly.
I'm telling you, Mr. Ernie, he's got a khaki card.
But you don't even know if the guy's a citizen or not, do you?
Well, I asked the guy, he didn't tell me. He just goes, what, you know, all that. So,
So anyway, so you did the cartoon song.
Well, no, so he goes, hey, what are you kids doing? And I go, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. She puts on the burqa, I put on a turban. And I go, you know, do 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 do. And he stopped and he's looking at it. He's going, shut up, do 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 do, like that, okay? And
all right, what did he do?
He threw us out. He grabbed us and pushed us out. He goes, get out of here. And I go, I got a constitutional right. He goes, no, you don't. I have the right to refuse service. I go, yeah, to a dude that's wearing to a dudes that are wearing burqas. You know,
to a dude or dudes?
He said, I have the right to refuse service. And I go, yeah, to a dudes.
To dudes, you mean?
No, I said to a dudes that are both wearing burqas.
To a dudes that are both wearing burqas. All right.
Well, God, Mr. You're nitpicking that. The point is, I didn't have a burqa on. I had on a turban.
Well, what did you do it for?
What was the point of it?
It was a social studies experiment that we did for Mr. Blondell's class to show how, you know, the limits of free speech in America, and we showed that there is none, not really.
All right, you don't seem to understand the whole idea of a business license owner who enjoys the freedom to remove from his business anyone that is upsetting the clientele or anyone that is disturbing the business.
Well, but Mr. Henry, I thought you said the last time we talked that if you have a license to do business with the public, then you're supposed to let people be in there.
I was talking about the discrimination against people based upon race, color, creed. In the Public Accommodations Act, the Civil Rights Act, you cannot discriminate against people on those grounds. You have to serve them. If you have a license to do business with the public, a public business license, that's different from having to put up with two clowns that are trying to disrupt his business.
Which is what you are doing. Now, Jason, I am very sympathetic to the liberal cause. And I'm very sympathetic to the plight of our Arab friends. And I'm certainly not very sympathetic to some old crone who's living over here, may not be a citizen, I don't know, Cal Van Durgen, that's very, very suspect.
Well, the van is German, so the name is going to be pronounced differently.
Uh-huh. But I will not...
What do you mean, uh-huh?
All right, hold, let's not get sidetracked.
But I will not abide two young people such as yourselves mocking that man's speech that he gives to his clientele about America wearing a burqa and a turban. And by the way, what do you mean a turban?
Well, I mean, it was a turban from I got from the magic store. I realize...
First of all, those turbans they don't wear in the Middle East. Those are like Indian turbans.
Well, I got it from the magic store. I don't know.
Where did you get the burqa?
Sissy made it. She just took some sheets. We dyed them black and then stitched them together and put a hole in the middle of it. And he's all like, hey, cut it out, you kids. And we're like, and we were trying to do the free speech, and he wouldn't let us.
You guys are idiots, man. That's not free speech.
That's not free speech.
Well, how do you figure that, man?
Because like Phil said...
Hold on, General, this... Because, as I said, you cannot go into someone's business and disrupt it. That is not part of your constitutional, that is not part of your right as a citizen who is entering a place that is doing business with the public. If a business says we're doing business with the public, they are legally bound to serve that public. Legally bound. Or they can lose their business license. As it turns out, you overstepped that. You went in there, and you weren't just being a citizen who was partaking of the service that they were providing. You were mocking. You were disrupting. You were causing a problem. You were interrupting the guy's speech. And to that end, you were violating the law yourself.
But Mr. Henry, it was civil disobedience and everything.
All right, that's civil disobedience. Then you admit you're breaking the law.
What do you mean?
You admit you're breaking the law if it's civil disobedience.
Don't you understand too good?
Yeah, I bet you couldn't even under-explain it or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, if you do civil disobedience, I can explain. If you do civil disobedience, you're disobedient to it.
What does that mean, disobedient to it, man?
I mean that
when you're civilly disobedient, you know you're breaking the law, and you do it anyway for a higher moral purpose.
Yeah, that's what we were doing.
Okay, then you should have been prepared to be arrested, not sit there and claim that you get free speech.
What about the lady in
Kentucky?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a state. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What about that lady?
What about her?
Well, she's trying to get out of jail and everything.
That lady, if she's practicing civil disobedience, then she should accept her jail term. Now, her lawyer is trying to get her sprung based upon some legal grounds. However, I'm not. I don't see that she's admitting that she didn't break the. That she's breaking the. That she didn't break the law.
Say that again.
Yeah, that was very confusing, Phil.
I don't know that she's actually saying no. I didn't break the law. I'm not guilty. I think she knows she's guilty. I think her lawyer's trying to spring her on. Unless you know something else, General.
Well, no, I don't know anything else. But we certainly can get Harvey Wehrman back on here.
Give Harvey Wehrman a call.
Call up Harvey. We just had him on the line here. He was talking with us about the, what was that? He was talking with us about, Malaysian Air 370 and that they're still looking for that. Harvey on the line. Hey, Harvey, it's Phil Henry here. How are you?
I'm fine. What's going on?
Sorry to get you back on the program. We've got with us here Justin McElroy, who's a young student. He got thrown out of a restaurant on Sunday for making fun of a guy's speech.
I've been listening. If you're the kid with the, you put on a burqa and you put a put the turban on.
Well, yes, sir. I mean, I didn't put on a turban. I put the turban on.
You did indeed put it on, though.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that right there. If you make to put on a turban, then you've already violated the law insofar as disturbing or upsetting the service of breakfast in the establishment you're speaking. Now, you say the guy was given a speech.
Well, yes, sir. He was given a speech about America and how much he loved it, and how about and about the terrorisms. And I go, and that's when Sissy and I go, okay, four, five, three.
I mean,
five, four, three, two, one. Salam. Do 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 do. You know, and
yeah, no, I hear you. So you went salam and you put your helmet on. You put your turban on, right?
No, yeah, it wasn't a helmet.
No, I know. You put a turban on. And what did she put on?
She put on a burqa.
And she put on the burqa. Now, this guy's giving a speech. Now, you said earlier that you had been mocking him.
Well, I mean, I said, hey, old man Durgan.
Did you call him old man Durgan? Very important.
I don't know. I might have said, hey, Calvan.
All right, go ahead.
I said, your green card's so old it's probably blue. And he goes, what?
What did he say exactly?
He just went, what?
Let me write that down. What? Would you? Thank you. I got my paralegal is here. Write down what, and then what?
Well, and then he goes, what? And then he came out and he started to do his speech.
Now, had you put your turban on?
No, sir, I hadn't.
All right.
He came out and started to do his speech, and he's all, America will be attacked by a terrorism, and...
What do you mean, by a terrorism? What did he say?
That's what he said. America's going to be attacked by a terrorism. Or I mean a terrorist.
Yeah, because you can't get attacked by... Go ahead.
I got to get another pen. Hold on.
My paralegal.
Is that Dwayne?
Yeah, it's Dwayne. How you doing, Dwayne?
I just needed to get a pencil.
I don't want a pencil. I want a pen. You've got to do it in pen.
Okay, wait a minute.
And don't grab the phone from me.
Say hi to him for us, okay?
Phil Hendry says hello, Dwayne.
Hi, Mr. Hendry.
How you doing, buddy?
Okay, I have one now. All right, take this down. Justin McElroy, age. How old are you, Justin?
I'm 17.
Justin McElroy, 17, entered an establishment, private restaurant, to perform a demonstration against the anti-terrorist philosophy.
It wasn't really against the anti-terrorism. It was just to make fun of the American way, that he was.
To make fun of the American way that he was. He started singing the fake Arab cartoon song, do-do-do-do-do.
The Snake Charmer?
Yes, that's it, the Snake Charmer. At which time, then what happened?
Then Mr. Durgan goes, okay, that's it. Get your hind ends out of here and don't ever let me see the light of day again. And he kicked us out.
This is very important. Did he say, don't ever let me see the light of day again?
Yes, sir, he did. He said, that's it.
Wait. Are you sure you're not mishearing this?
Hey, Henry, let me interrogate my witness in my own way. What the hell do you think this is?
Because that's very much a non sequitur. If he said, that's it, get out, and don't ever let me see the light of day again, I think the kid's mishearing it.
Again? Boy, you sure don't talk too good.
No, Mr. Henry.
I meant to say the word again.
Mr. Henry, he said, that's it. Let me call up Sissy. Okay.
We don't have time for you to call her up. What was said?
He said, that's it. You kids get out of here and don't ever let me see the light of day again.
All right, so that guy said, you kids get out of here and don't let me see the light of day again. You understand, Phil? So what he was saying was something contradictory. Are they supposed to leave? Or are they supposed to turn around and somehow abduct or otherwise impinge upon the free actions of Mr. Durgan by not letting him see the light of day?
Well, this is absolute hokum. You know full well the young man is mishearing. It most likely was that he said, and I don't want to see you around here again. Wasn't that it, Justin?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, it wasn't.
Are you sure, Justin? Because it just doesn't make any sense for a guy to say that.
I understand that, and I even said to him, oh, yeah, you don't want me to let you see the light of day. And he goes, what? Like that.
All right. So, in other words, this guy, for the third time, he goes, what? Like that.
Yes, sir, he did.
You get that, Dwayne?
Yeah, for the third time.
Oh, I broke my pencil. The pencil, I said get a pen.
Okay.
Hold on, we got to get a pen. There's probably one in my briefcase.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Mr. Wehrman, can I ask a question? We're on the air right now, okay?
Well, if they call it a briefcase, do you carry briefs like underwear?
I ought to slap you.
Okay.
For three times, the guy goes, eh. So,
all right, so Justin, obviously, when you said to him, so does that mean you want us to keep you from seeing the light of day? He didn't quite understand you.
Well, but he'd been doing that the whole time. He'd been going, what, all that shit, or excuse me, all that.
Would you watch your language, please? You're a 17-year-old punk kid.
God, man. You know.
I agree. Watch your language. So what did you feel that he said that he understood what you said?
Yes, I do. When he said, don't get out of here, okay, get out of here, and don't ever let me see the light of day again, I'm going, so you don't want us to have you see the light of day? And he goes, what? Like that. That's the third time he'd done it.
Well, as long as that guy looked as befuddled as he did, maybe they've got a case.
Yeah, I'll say you got a case. You got a very good case, kid. All right, look, I want to get your phone number. I'll call Phil later. I don't want you to give me your phone number now. Whatever you do, don't do it over the air.
Yeah, don't do it over the air.
Okay. It's 555.
Don't do it over the air, man.
Oh, Jesus. So I'll get your number later, and we'll see what we can do about this situation. Now, were you arrested? Yeah, I was arrested by the Tujunga police, okay?
The Tujunga police.
The Tujunga police. And the guy goes, disturbing, and you were disturbing. It was probably causing a disturbance, I would think.
That sounds about right, Harvey.
Yeah, I know, Margaret. Thank you. I know you're married to a lawyer, but that doesn't make you one.
I beg your pardon. I'm not trying to be a lawyer, and there's no point in insulting me and embarrassing me like that.
I'm sorry, Margaret, but I'm in the middle of consulting with a client here. All right. Very good, kid. And I understand that your father is a dentist and is distantly related to Bobby Dooley. My father is her brother-in-law. I got it. Okay.
What has that got to do with anything?
What has it got to do with it? You think I'm working this pro bono? Yeah, my dad has money. Okay, great.
All right, you guys take care of it then, okay?
Yeah, all right, Phil. We'll take care of it.
There it is.
Well, you know, there's a lot that's wrong with that whole thing. First of all, this kid taunting a private business owner, that bothers the hell out of me. Secondly, this technicality of get out of here and don't ever let me see the light of day again sounds to me like the man was very confused.
Now, what about that, Mr. Henry? The guy's confused, and he doesn't know what he's hearing.
Mr. Henry's not a lawyer. What are you nuts or something?
He can give us his opinion.
But I can give an opinion, but okay.
Yeah, what about my opinion? In my opinion,
no one's asking you for your opinion.
What about your opinion?
Oh, thank you very much, Robert.
You're welcome.
Wait a minute. I was asked first.
Then I come next.
Okay.
Actually, I should come next.
That's just wait. Now I forgot what the question was.
Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, I believe that what should happen here, I forget.
No, I believe that what should happen here is that this young man is defended, but I think at some point the judge is going to say, no, you misheard it. It's a nonsensical phrase. It could not possibly be construed to mean get out of here and don't ever let me see the light of day again, given their actions.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, you're not a lawyer.
I don't give a sweet, hot, holy shit, if you'll excuse my language, whether I'm a lawyer or not. Construed is what I said. Construed.
Construed?
Okay, he asked it for it.
Back off! Oh, man, that hurt.
Yeah.
I can't, like I said, I can't defend you, bud.
Man, that hurt.
You bet it did. Stings, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot construe it to mean anything. Given the fact that these young people were causing this disturbance, put on the burqa, were very, could be heard saying 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, salam, then were singing the little made-up cartoon song where you've charmed the snake and so forth. And so I think a judge would say, well, it's very clear what their intent is, and clearer still what the intent of the restaurant owner was in throwing that, all right, come on, get out of here, and don't ever let me see the light of day again. I think the judge is going to say that probably what that man meant to say was, don't ever let me see you in here again.
Well, if that's what...
If he even takes that into consideration.
Well, I don't know.
All right. We're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you very, very much. Be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. PhilHenryShow.com for the El Pa Civico in Southern California.
Make sure you give us a rating and review on iTunes after you listen to the show. And don't forget to sign up for our email list. You want to find out what's going on? Jack, you better find out what's going on. Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Become a Phil Henry Show subscriber and be a member of a very unique family, an elite subscription family, people that subscribe to the greatest radio show in history. Phil Henry, well considered to be one of the great comic minds in the history of the world. What bullshit. Well, that's exactly what I...
Thank you. All right, folks. Now, that was kind of squirrely.
I'll say it was.
So, Dean Wehler is going to be with us here in a moment. Now, as far as I can tell, and there ain't a whole lot that I know of in this world that is absolutely for sure, but as far as I can tell, Dean has... I think what he's done is he's reworked Go With It, and I think he's got Emerelda singing this thing in the clubs, and they are about to embark on a tour of the Northern California clubs and bars and...
Well, you don't have to put it that way.
I'm sorry. Nightclubs and cabarets and really bitchin' places like that, okay? So let's get on the line here. Dean Wehler from the Northern California Holistic Center. Dean is, again... longtime member of our, you know, of our news panel. He's been on the program many times, giving us his read, giving us his take on things. But this is the very first time in a long time that we've had him on to talk about his wife, Emerelda, and what she's been up to and her musical career. Dean, as you know, took over. The hell is that, man? Hey, Dean, are you there? Dean, you there?
Oh, hi, Phil. Yeah, we are here, Emerelda and I, and we're here at the... hold on, we're in the... Yeah, we're rehearsing for tonight's first show at Slatterly's here in San Francisco, where there should be a very good crowd. We've really kicked in the promotion for this. We've been handing out flyers all day long. Emerelda did an interview on KKLAK, K-K-L-A-K. That's K-K-L-A-K, KKLAK is what it is.
K-K-L-A-K. That's one too many call letters.
No, not. This is the digital age, Phil.
What is it? Was it a digital radio station?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. It's very loud. Dude, don't let the clown steal. So what we're doing right now is simply listening as very carefully as we can. Yeah, guys. Have a little patience. Now, Wes Hurlford will be here in a moment.
Now, that's what I understand, that Wes is going to be... Wes is going to be performing the song with Emerelda?
That's exactly right. What we wanted to do is get Wes to perform this song with Emerelda and have it be, I guess you could say, a hybrid, you know, a step up. In many ways, the new man, the new song, the new brew of music in and around America. And here's Wes now. Ben.
Who is it?
It's Phil Henry.
Oh. Hi, Mr. Henry.
Hey, Wes, how are you?
I'm good.
And tonight you'll be performing Go With It?
That's right. Only it's not called Go With It, it's called Midget. There's a midget.
No, that's not what we agreed.
Well, that's what I'm agreeing to.
Well, that's what we agreed to.
You want me to back your wife singing a song, don't you?
Yes, I do.
It's going to be called There's a Midget. And I'll give her instruction on the lyrics, and...
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Are you changing the lyrics?
Hey, if we're singing There's a Midget, yeah! What the hell do you think I'm going to do? Go with it? Don't let it betray you? Wheeler, you got a long way to go before you understand Wes Hurlford and what he's all about, what I stand for.
Oh, yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
So,
All right, so you guys got this together, don't you?
Look, Wes, it sounds like there's some contention going on there.
No, there's no contention. We're going to do just fine. We're going to do just fine. Now, I've also got the band warming up just to do, little warm-ups for instance, if people want to hear the traditional There's a Midget. I don't know if they will or not. It's, I got to tell you, it's been very, very tough going with that song. Dean was supposed to break it through for me.
I got your airplay on KKLAK.
You got me airplay on KKLAK. That's one KKLAK. That's five call letters.
I don't care, Hurlford, okay? You got play on KKLAK.
Whoopee-doo. He's over on the bandstand. You know what? Being a manager, Phil, this is what it's all about. It's perfectly fine. All right, everybody. One, two, three, and... Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Got it. I don't sing this song. Where's Emeralda? Emeralda, honey, come on, honey. Come on. Yeah. All right, here we go. And, yeah. All right. Go, baby.
Magic, get down the road.
Cut, cut, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it. God damn, man. What's going on with you, Emeralda? She's got to go gargle. Uh-huh. Well, wow, she's gargling. That was horrific.
What's wrong with her voice?
That sounded absolutely very, very atrocious.
Yeah, do you think so? Thank you. I've got everybody's weight in now. You sounded like shit, honey.
I know you think I am.
Get your gargle. Hey, watch how you say that. Hey, Hurlford, that's my wife, okay? Sorry. All right, here we go. One, two, and a one, two, three. Come on, baby. So warm it up, honey. That's what she said. Well, Hurlford, why don't you stick to the music and not let me do the jokes, okay? Let you do the jokes or let you be the joke. All right, baby, get ready.
On the downbeat.
I know when to do it, okay? Wait a minute. God. Honey, what's going on with you? It's in the wrong key, Hurlford. Hey, don't call me Hurlford. It's in the wrong key. Well, what key does she want it in? What key do you want it in, honey?
I don't know, B.
How about B? What do you mean, B? All right. Anyway, while we're waiting around, guys, one, two, three, one, two, go. All right. No, not this piece of shit, okay? Hey, buddy. Well, there's a midget, yeah, oh, there's a midget, yeah, it looks just like one to me. He climbed all over Emeralda. And that midget, talk about my wife like that, kill it. Don't you ever sing a song like that about my wife. God damn, man, I was just kidding.
All right, you guys, this does not sound like it's going well.
It's going fine, Phil. All right, one, two, three. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Emeralda.
I can't sing a song.
Get your ass over here. You're going to sing this song and get it. Sing it good, okay?
I don't like the way you're talking to her.
Oh, who gives a shit what you think, okay? Now,
you know something, Phil, for 5 cents,
don't go through any phone.
I'm telling you right now. Sound like hell on earth. Your voice sounds like hell on earth, honey. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Don't talk to her like that.
I told you to shut your cow mouth, okay?
That does it.
Margaret, come on.
Yeah, who's there? Margaret Gray? Oh, my God.
Okay, that is obviously what was going to happen. We knew it was going to happen. It happened, and there ain't nothing I can do about it not happening. So we thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for all of your patience on the show today.
Jesus!
I just got back.
Did you just get back?
And I want you to know that I didn't lay a hand on Dean Wheeler. I didn't lay a hand on anyone in there as soon as I came out of the phone.
Yeah, I know. He was scared to death and he fainted.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Dean, are you there? Dean, are you there? Dean, are you there?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Uh-huh. I was scared. I was scared to death. Seeing someone come out of a phone, yeah, you know.
of a way to start the week. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
I'll take it from here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray. Don't forget to download this week's The Science of the Funny with Darren Carter at Podcast One.
It's amazing!
Oh, would you shut up, Emeralda? Just shut up!